First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, I had these verses on my mind. I read verse number 25 of the chapter prior. It said, "But the word of the Lord endure forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Brother Keith said something on Sunday morning that's ever true. Jesus is the gospel. You cannot separate that. He is the gospel. Verse 1, "Wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." In my understanding of this scripture, he's dealing with newborn babes here. And I understand, you know, the majority of people in this church has been saved a while, but they had been saved a while in Corinth when he said that they were still babes in the Word. That meant that they had not passed the milk stage, they hadn't passed the bottle stage, but they had still owned the milk. God's a writer in Hebrews said that you own the milk. You should be you should win on to perfection. You should be eating the meat and not drinking the milk. And there's growth in grace and knowledge. There's growth God gives people in the Christian life. You look back in your life and you can see where God's brought you to. And we ought to no doubt be further along with God. We ought to be no doubt further. Listen, there's no limitation to the Word of God. It's just the Holy Ghost has got to teach it to you. But you never will be taught by Him unless you desire, thank God, to understand and read and want God to teach you something. The word desire speaks a lot. You know what that means? The same word desire there takes the meaning like that heart panting after the water brook. And so longing my soul after thee, O God. See, the word longing and the word desire and the word covet. The word covet in the right way is desiring something from God. Desire, if you don't desire it, you're not going to get much. Amen. He said desire the sincere milk, the genuine, the real Word of God. That sincere milk of the Word. Amen. Not having nothing in it that would defile or would not be good to drink. You can't grow on false doctrine. You can't grow on error. You grow on grace and truth. And the Bible said here, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. And notice, if you will, in verse 1, there's some things to lay aside. Hey, God, you can't take the Word in when something's in its place. That word lay aside means to strip off that garment, to take that garment off of you. Hey, God, that's got, my friend, corruption to it. Most of the corruption we have is not on the outside, on the inside. Amen. Just because somebody carries a Bible and wears a tie, thank God, does not mean that he's clean inwardly. He's clean inwardly because he's had true repentance. Thank God, and he lives in communion with God himself. He's saying, lay aside these things. Take it off. Take that garment off. Thank God, we can't wear two coats. Amen. We're going to take the old coat off, put on the new, the songwriter said. Amen. But you've got to get the old off. And put off the old man of the former lust that he had. And listen to what he said here. He said, lay aside all malice, the intent to hurt somebody. Don't get a bad attitude. Thank God, and have your heart divided. Amen. And want to intent of malicious acts, or thank God, to want to hurt somebody. Amen. Maliciousness is a bad thing, friend. He said, just put a desire. He said here, lay aside all malice, all guile. Amen, my friend. Don't have a deceitful heart. Don't deceive people. That's what he's saying here. Don't try to. Hey, God, the heart is deceitful above all things. That's been wicked. Who can know it? Your heart's deceitful tonight. Brother, you say you know your heart. You don't know your heart. Hey, God, friend, your heart deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Hey, friend, listen tonight. There's a lot of people, thank God, think they say, I'm a good-hearted person. Boy, I wouldn't say that. Amen. I'm telling you, the only good about me is the grace of God. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, God, friend, all of us, amen,
as crooked as a snake. Amen. Without the grace of God. Amen, brother. I'm telling you this tonight. I'm preaching about in the sight of God we are. Amen. Mama might not think you are. Hey, God, but I'll tell you what. God says you are. And you deceive. Listen. He said you got to lay aside deceit. Amen. Don't you go on as something you not. Amen. That's what he said in hypocrisies. You got to lay aside hypocrisy. You can't think yourself better than somebody else. Are you just going through the motions of religion? Amen. Listen, friend, God's individually in us. God's individually in the believer. It's time to dig in and go with Him. Amen. If God be God, ain't God Elijah said, follow Him. If Baal be God, follow Him. Who are you going to follow? Amen. Moses drawed the line and said, who's on the Lord's side? Praise God. I mean, somewhere along the line, you got to say, I'm going all with God. I mean, I don't think God would bless half-heartedness. I don't think God blesses anybody that's half-hearted about what they're doing. For God, God uses people that's committed. Amen. That's one of the greatest things. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is what? Your reasonable service. In fact, that reasonable service would just mean the same thing, that we all desire these things because of the service and the spirituality that we have in God through His Word, and not let things keep us from fulfilling the will of God in our lives and the purpose of God for you, brother. I say this, saying again, God did not put you here just to exist. God didn't put you here just to, thank God, do a job. God put you here to be a Christian. When He saves you, He wants you to fulfill His will no matter what you're doing. It don't matter where you at. He's the same here as He will be tomorrow on your job. He's the same here, praise God, as He will, praise God, when you're out of town. And God don't change in position. He's in you, and brother, He wants you to fulfill His will. And if you don't have no desire for that, thank God, there needs to be some repentance. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Praise God. Amen, brother. I mean, we ought to give ourselves to that. He's saying, give you to have a desire. I mean, you can't have hypocrisies in you. Notice this here, He said, in envies, of course, that same line as jealousies and all evil speakings. Really, that evil speaking right there is just using your tongue the way you ought not. Amen. That's right. Gossip. Ain't God tail-bearing. He that repeateth a matter separated cheapens of friends. Amen. To say something to degrade somebody, to say something that would slander somebody, to say something that would hinder your way of how you think about that individual. And listen, friend. Amen. God knows what to do. He don't need your help. Amen. Praise God. We need His help. All people think they're helping God. God don't need your help. Amen. He chooses to use you in the ministry of the gospel. But God don't need... Hey, we need God, friend. Hey, God, if I die, He'll have another voice. Amen. If you die, it ain't going to stop the church nor stop God. He's the same as He always is. Hey, God, He's the same yesterday and day forever. Why would we think that we, thank God, are upholding the church? Listen, friend, we are the church. And brother, God's the one that's the foundation. Christ is. He's laid the foundation through the cross of Calvary. Thank God that lost humanity could be born again. Thank God He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And brother, you count on one thing. What He says going to happen. Amen. That's right. He said, then as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. I wonder how much you grow in God. You can't grow when you got things in your heart that's just hindering the Word of God getting in. When you come to the house of God to hear the teaching of the Word, the preaching of the Word, the testifying of the Word, where's your mind at? Where's your heart at? Amen. Is it off in left field somewhere thinking about what you're going to eat when you get home? Hey, what television program you going to watch when you get home? God help. If you can't listen, Paul told that crowd in Corinth, he said, I can't feed you meat because you're not able to take it. Amen. There's some things that Jesus even told His own men in John 16. He said, I tell you some things, you can't bear it now. You can't take it now. Amen. The church should not be so, thank God, babyish. Amen. That they can't take the Word that's going to edify them and help them and press them to perfection. That's what the Hebrew writer was saying. Let's go on to perfection. We don't have to go get saved again. We don't have to rebuild the salvation that God's already given us. Hey, God, we ought to be on perfection. Amen. You can't be saved again. Hey, God, you listen, friend. He said, it's impossible for a man. Thank God to go back and get saved again. Amen, brother. You got saved. And from that foundation you got saved on. Amen. It's time to pick it up and go forward. Amen. That's what he's saying. Amen. I know some people believe that's a scripture there that them people didn't get in. Well, I'll tell you this. If it is, God hadn't shown me that, but I will say this. God wrote the Bible to believers.
Yeah.
You know, he's telling that crowd to go on to perfection. In other words, go on to maturity. The word perfection or perfect means full maturity. That's what it means. Amen. It don't mean you're never going to sin again. But it does mean you go to full maturity in God. You see, what's the problem is, thank God, when we read the Bible, we always got a conceived mindset in what we can believe it says, because that matches up how we want to believe. Amen. But listen, friend, when the Word of God gets a hold of you and lets you and reproves you of what you think, amen, because it ain't what you think, it's what God says. And a lot of things has been preached and taught down through the years, amen, that people really believe in, but they can't back it up with the Scripture, and they never read their Bible, they never seek out God. You know what God saved me over 30-some years ago, and I never read the Bible until I got saved? I mean, I couldn't even quote a bird. Amen. I couldn't even quote John 3:16 to the fullest. But brother, when God saved me, I got my Bible. I had to thank God my mama gave me for my birthday, my daddy and mama. And I got it out of the dresser that was underneath every bit of clothes. And I started reading the Word, and I couldn't get enough of it. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God, 30-some years later, this is the value of my soul. This is the meat of my, thank God for my hunger. He said, they will never hunger that come to him, and he still speaks to my woe, my soul through the Word, and I desire that, and I want to learn some things. And brother, I'm telling you, if you don't seek it and study it, you're not going to learn nothing. Amen. God help. He said, study, show thyself approved unto God. He told preachers that. Unto God. Not unto men. I'm not studying that you might look at me and say, he's smart. That's a dumb way. Amen. I hate to use that word, but it's just the God's truth. God did use dumb. He called them dumb idols in the Bible. Amen. Brother, that ain't the purpose. My purpose is to get fed from God myself, to learn of Him, that I might, praise God, have something to give. Amen? That it might help you, praise God. And if you're not desiring the sincere milk, if you're not desiring the Word, thank God the word desire goes a long time. What do you long for? Amen. What do you desire? What is your desires? If I give you a piece of paper tonight, said write down your desires, but don't write nothing down that don't match up with your heart and match up with your life. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you, there's going to be, my friend, more flesh on it than there would be spiritual on it. You know why? Because we're dictated by it. But the thing of it is, when we don't desire the Word, amen, and the preaching gets boring and teaching gets boring. I remember, brother, when God saved me, I couldn't make to that man of God open his Bible. It wouldn't matter what book he took from. Amen, brother. It was a Word. I'm telling you, I couldn't get enough of it. I couldn't get enough of singing about Jesus and the victory we have in Him. Boy, every time that 120 come up at the house of God, I said, boy, I like that. Amen. I just sing about Him. I tell you, I just want to hear somebody say amen. I want to hear somebody say praise God. I want to hear the preacher say, you must be born again. It didn't matter. Thank God it was food. But now we sit in the you. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, somebody told me the other day, they said, you don't like all this other foreign foods. I said, no, I like meat and potatoes and beans. They said, that's a boring life. I said, it might be, but it sure is good. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't have to change. Thank God, God changes me. And brother, God made me as I am. And the Word of God's valuable tonight. And why in the world don't we get stirred and have a Holy Ghost, thank God, butterflies in our heart and in our stomach when somebody preaches and gets fired up for God. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you why we ain't got desire for it no more. Amen. That's right, ain't it? I want to tell you this. You hear me gladly. You get what you want. You get what you want.
That's right. If a man wants his wife to hug him, he'll say sweet things to her till she does. If a man wants a Big Mac, he's going to keep taking the McDonald's. Isn't that right? If a man wants the Word of God, he's going to get where it's at. Amen. And get around where God's at and want to hear it. Amen. They won't go home and say, well, I didn't get nothing tonight. You didn't want nothing. Praise God. I read the Scripture. That's good enough. He said, if so be you tasted the Lord, He's gracious. Amen. Amen. That means He's got grace in you. I'm going to tell you, you know what that word taste means? That means experience Him. Experience the Lord. Thank God. That taste. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Thank God. Taste Him. Amen. He's, I've tasted it. Oh, and thank God that's good. Amen. Thank God, you know what the problem is? You done tasted something else, and it's made you bitter. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God His taste is sweet. Amen. That's right, brother. When He put manna down from the sky, He said, you know what manna means? It says, what is it? Thank God I ate and found what it was. It was sweet coriander. Amen. Wafers. Thank God made sweet cakes. The Word of God's like that. Jesus said, I am that manna. Thank God your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But I come to give life. I am the bread of life. I'm telling you, there's nothing like Him tonight. I'm telling you, if He can't stir your heart, brother, you might as well confess yourself dead. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. It's to hear His voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. He said, you believe not because you not are my sheep. Amen. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost works on me. When I hear somebody preaching the Word of God, there's something in my belly, son, that just goes off. Amen. That's right, old brother Jeremy. He called me this afternoon. He was talking about somebody made a statement, said you couldn't go pray a message down. He said, brother Hodd, I know good and well I prayed and the Holy Ghost got a message. When he said that, son, it was like I shouted from the rooftop. Amen. I said, amen, buddy. I know that's right. Thank God, brother. You get along with God, He can give you something. Amen. That's right, brother. That's more than education. There better be regeneration before you have that. Amen. And you better have a call of God on you. Praise God. To get along with God and get something from Him. Amen. It don't even have to be a preacher. Thank God to get along with God and get something from Him. I'm telling you, God's a God, brother. He just don't speak. He uses Word to speak to us, but God don't. He's not just limited to anything. He can tell you things, amen, that ain't even in the Word of God. He can tell you what car to buy, what house to buy. Thank God He can tell you what to do for you. Amen, brother. Thank God. A man that said God never has spoke to him, I wonder if he knows Him. Amen. I never have heard Him audible, but I've heard Him. That's right. I've heard Him. I've heard Him. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, if it's just written on paper, friend, if that's all we got, thank God. I'll tell you, that what's on paper became life. Amen. He said, the words I speak unto their spirit and life. Amen. He said, the Spirit quickening, the words I speak unto you, that Spirit and life. They got to come off the page into your heart. Amen. That's right, brother. That's right. That's why you sit here, a man of God, preach sometimes, and something you might not have heard, you'll say, well, I ain't never heard it like that. Well, you might not have, but I'll tell you what, it ain't nothing new under the sun. Amen, brother. They want nothing I ever preached to. It wasn't preached before. Amen. It might have a different twist to it, but I'll tell you, if you go back in time, brother, it's the same stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, the gospel, you can't better the gospel. It's still the same, brother. And it don't matter who's preaching it. It might be a different voice. But brother, the gospel's the same. And when a man desires the Word, he's going to grow and he's going to get some taste of the Lord. He's a gracious God. Amen. That's right, ain't it? Amen. Praise God. So that means if you taste graciousness, you're going to be gracious. You are what you eat. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God. If I eat... We got them little old Hershey Kisses in the bowl. Praise God. When I ate them, they ain't going to turn into carrots. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, if you don't eat the Word of God, it ain't going to if you're reading something else and not reading the Word of God, it ain't going to turn into it. You do what you desire. You are what you desire in your heart. God's give you grace. He said He put within you a holy nature, friend. Amen. Holy desires. Amen. You say, how'd this happen, preacher? It didn't happen by me. It happened by the nature of God. Yeah. You've got to have His nature in you, friend. What's the greatest thing about God? Well, He's holy. The Spirit of Christ is holy. The Spirit of Christ is love. If any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His. If you got the Spirit of Christ, you got a desire for holiness, a desire to love people, love God and love one another. You can't be saved and not love the brethren. He said that's one of the signs of being saved. We know we pass from death and life because we love the brethren. Who told you that, preacher? God did. He told me that in the Word, and He also told me I'm a spirit. Amen. What makes me love you? God does. Amen. That's right. Holy Ghost conviction, friend. Thank God to convict you when you ain't right with Him. That's right. Amen. Conviction, this ain't the sinner. It's the saved people too. You wouldn't have no repentance if you wasn't convicted. Amen. That's right. Holy Ghost convicts you right away when you do wrong. Amen. You might rebuck on Him because you won't do it, but He'll stay after you. You know why? He chastens them He loves. Amen. He don't. If you're without chastisement, then you're not His. Amen. What's your desire? Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Amen. That's right. Hungry, thirsty for God, as a heart panteth after the water brook. Amen. If we don't take them garments off that's hindering us, then that'll end up soiling us. Soiled clothing. Soiled. SOILDED. Soiled. That's right. That means it's dirty. Dirty. That's right. God help us. I mean, brother, if we just come in the house of God and say, preacher, it don't matter who preaches, I just want to hear from him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. We're too much like the Corinthians. They had division within their own church because they fallen man more than they have fallen Christ. Isn't that right? He said, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas. He said, well, Paul said, I didn't baptize one of you in my name. He said, I preach Christ and Him crucified. He's the only one going to help you anyway. Yeah. Amen. He's the message, friend. He's the message. If you don't, hey, God, every word of text is taken, the ultimate end's the cross and Christ and what He's done. That's the message. The message is Christ. Thank God. Boy, I'd like to see the God of heaven stir us. I mean, just stir us up. I mean, get beside yourself. When's the last time you had a Holy Ghost fit? Amen. I mean, just got beside yourself, thank God, and just shouted the victory. Amen. This God isn't God good. Said, praise God. Amen. I wish somebody would get in. I'd like to have it. I'd be glad to get in with it. Somebody got stirred up in here. Thank God, done the Holy Spirit dance. Oh, yeah, I'd get in there with it. I'd add it on to it. Amen. I'd get with it too, wouldn't you? Praise God. We need participants. Amen. Participation. Amen. We don't need people as bench warmers. If you played sports, you didn't like warming the bench, did you? I didn't. Praise God. I'd do anything I could to get to play. That's right. I didn't want to be on the team, sit on the bench. I wanted to play. The people in the house of God, now we've become spectators in the church. No, we don't need spectators in the church. We need participators in the church. And when you participate in true worship, then it's going to get on somebody's beside you. Amen? Thank God, friend, that's right. That's right, it is. It'll break out on you. Amen to that. I love you. Appreciate you being in the house of God. May the Lord add His blessing to it. May we desire His Word more than anything else. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing it.